meeting to order. Can you do a roll call?
Yes.
Councilmember Erickson?
Present.
Councilmember Morrison?
Here.
Mayor Winston?
Present.
Councilmember Tran? Councilmember Lee?
Present.
Councilmember Klonowski?
Here.
Mayor Winston, you have the floor.
All right, thank you. So we can go ahead and jump into discussion of development priorities. So before we jump into that, I know that Kim has some materials, Kim brought some materials they're going to present. But before we do that, I think, you know, just to make sure we're all on the same page, the last meeting, we had ostensibly called for a moratorium. We pulled back on that just to have a better understanding of what's going on with both EDA-owned lands and the remaining land that's developed. So what would be great to come out of this process is better understanding of what's going on with EDA-owned land, as well as other open parcels, and then an approach that we want to come up with in terms of either going through with some of those projects and then putting a hold on remaining land. That would be how I would approach it. You know, council can come to their own conclusion, and then after that, after we go through that process, which will probably take some time, then maybe we can look at some other zoning things. But I think with what's out there that's undeveloped right now is pretty substantial. It will take some time for us to go through that. And from that, we can have a more precise motion that comes out of it. It may be the word moratorium's in there, maybe it is not in there, because I know developers don't necessarily love that word. But Councilmember Erickson, I appreciate you kind of bring that up, because that's partially what got us to this place where we're considering how we're going to approach it. So thank you.
Okay, well, I'll start and then Paul can fill in. Paul and his team and the economic development folks have put some effort into trying to just pull some materials together for you all to have this conversation, but certainly it's just the beginning. We can pull other stuff too. But this map, I think, is a really nice map to show you kind of the vacant land that remains in the city. So everything that's in color is vacant, and then everything underneath that spotted area is also pretty much vacant. There's a few existing things, but it's a lot of greenfield development sites. And so the biggest thing to take note of is that whole northwest area today in the comp plan, nobody can come in and ask to build. And when they do, which they do, we say right now it's guided till 2030 for development. So it's basically a paused district already. And so in what we've been planning for in the budget, we have money set aside in the budget, and the planning team is gearing up to start a planning process that would be, you know, overall probably a 12 to 18 month process that would include looking at that whole area, doing community engagement, working with the new council on what you want to see the remainder of that land built out. That's not to say there hasn't been any thought to it. If you look at this graphic, or I guess it's not on here, but when you look at the land use, the best place to look, you can see right now it's just kind of designated as a mixed use, but all that can change based on this council's ideas around over the next 2 years, how that site would build out. So that's basically a paused area. The other area I'd point out is everything that Target owns, which is all that area except for the little corner that the EDA owns on the southwest there. That also is in effect paused for development. We've shared the LRT vision, which is very robust, and there's development plan in place that calls for that vision to be enacted, which calls for a very high level of development already, but it can be revisited by this council. Target can't come in tomorrow and start building in that area. There would have to be quite a few approvals that would have to happen. But it is an important thing for this council to look at what's in place there and what you want to see in place. But you can, in effect, that area is kind of paused until council action.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
I just had some people tell me they were in discussions with our city planning about us. Development of townhomes and apartments in between Target campus and that church.
Yeah, I mean, I received a phone call asking a question about it from a developer.
Okay, they made it sound like they were in a lot further along.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay,
that's news to me.
Okay, yeah. Good to know that.
And there's no, like, the environmental reviews have not been done for most of that area. Just a tiny bit of the area to the east has an environmental review. So there's a lot of steps prior to development being able to move forward on those sites. But it is important that the council put some attention towards looking at those plans and whether or not you want to affirm them or want to see changes to them. But that wouldn't require any action of the council because it's in effect paused already. So then basically, if you look at the rest of the colored sites, those are the areas that a developer could come forward and develop in accordance with the land use plan and the zoning on those remaining parcels that are in color. We just updated this map, and there used to be a lot more parcels in color. Just a couple years ago, a lot has been built out in the last handful of years.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
About that land over by Target, do they know that it's essentially paused? Because they're the ones in conversation in the development about that site.
Well, they're trying to recruit a developer that wants to go through the steps of advancing development. So, I mean, it's not, maybe pause is the wrong term. They need to come forward and get the development conversation started with the city again in order to do anything. They can't just give us a plan and say we're building this tomorrow. Like, so there's quite a bit that would need to take place, especially if they're trying to develop in that eastern, western area, because right now the planning has only happened on the east side of West Broadway.
And to get a little technical, Councilmember Klonowski, the area generally west of Winnetka in this Target area here, the zoning that's on there is urban reserve, which is the same zoning that's in this future development area, which essentially allows farms. So, like, there are hurdles between here and there.
Okay. You would have to rezone to allow those things to happen.
So we do have a lot more control than maybe Target would like right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and I think from the experience, the conversations I've had in the past with Target leaders is they know that. They're just trying to, they'd like to advance development when a developer's willing to advance development. And we've talked to many developers over the years that have looked at that site, but most of them have concluded that there's a lot of hurdles to go through to advance development, especially when the LRT decision-making is still being finalized. Yeah. Everything else in color. So that's that map. Just so you have, I'll just walk you through a few of these other maps. We provided this map, which is very similar, but it has just a kind of a snapshot of the businesses that have come into the corridor. We produced this map originally when we were getting funding from interchange, because we were trying to show the amount of investment coming and how the interchange would attract additional high-paying jobs, quality companies. So that's why not all the companies are listed, but a lot of the higher profile companies are listed here, and developments that have happened in recent years. So that's that map. And then Paul just printed out the comp plan. This is the land use map, which is different than zoning, but this is what's in the comprehensive plan. So in order for anybody to build anything that's not consistent with the comp plan, that has to go through a comp plan amendment with the council, which requires a supermajority vote to change the land use. And then the other thing to know about this is that if you want to know what can be built in those areas, we've got the descriptions. And these are the cities you can change, the city could, council could decide to change these descriptions or change the land uses. But it's quite a substantial process because we have to also go through the Met Council for approval because this is approved by Met Council. So that's that. And happy to answer questions about that, but I'll just point out the one additional document that we provided you is the EDA-owned parcel map. But I did forget to add the site by the interchange. The EDA owns about 9 acres right by the interchange that the EDA bought in order to advance the interchange project. So there's about 9 acres that the EDA owns in that area to the west. And then otherwise, this shows you what the EDA owns. And then also reminds you of the few projects that are kind of under contract or we've been working with the developer on. The Duffy site four, the George North project, which is site 7, and then Christina's Daycare, which is site 9. Those are the ones that have the most established contracts in place. There's other projects we've talked with you about too that are like more in the planning phase, but in terms of what the EDA controls and how you put, the EDA has put contracts in place, those are the three main ones. But then you can see there's several other sites that we have not advanced conversations on in any meaningful way. Or if we did, they've kind of fallen off. So, and then the Park and Ride site, of course, is one of the sites. So I'm happy to answer any questions you have about those site projects too, like the status of those things.
Land valuation would be nice.
Yeah, so the land valuation. So the other cool thing we have to show you is an interactive map where we can zoom around the city. Paul has been working on this with the recent discussions about wanting to increase tax base. This map can give you a good sense of what properties. Paul, why don't you walk us through?
This is a little crude still, but what you're looking at here is per property, so on a parcel basis, it's the total property tax dollars collected for that property, and that's property tax dollars that go to all jurisdictions, so the city, the county, school district, the state, okay? We can update this in the future with just the city portion of that, but this is all property tax dollars collected on that property divided by the size of the parcel. So you're essentially getting a total tax dollars per acre measure here, okay? To get a sense of like how productive is the land from a property tax standpoint. So you start to see some patterns here, and it's divided. So there's a number of ways you could display this, but this is, for the purposes of this map, it's divided into five categories. You're kind of seeing the sausage making here, but this is, these are dollar ranges. So this first category, which is mostly like single family homes and vacant properties, $0 to $14,000 per acre in taxes. Going up to the highest category, which is about $85,000 to $240,000 per acre paid in taxes. And so you can see some patterns here. You know, this is brand new. We're just starting to take a look at this. But if I could just point out a few things that jump to my mind when I look at this, you see some of our, you know, recent manufacturers and other industrial businesses, those that really took the most advantage of their site and really built them out the fullest are in those higher couple of categories in the property tax here. So this is design ready controls right here along 93rd. Other things that pop out are some of the more recent market rate multifamily development projects. So Urbana Court here and 610 West over here. The Kibling isn't on here yet. That's too recent. And then when you, just to get really kind of down into the weeds, you start noticing some interesting patterns. I was just noticing, here's Hy-Vee, here's Cub. Same land use, similar buildings, right? But Cub is in a category up because they use their land more efficiently. Like their parking lot is smaller. They have more stuff on a smaller lot. So it's, you know, it's more productive from a tax base standpoint than the Hy-Vee property. So.
Yeah, and some of those stuff that you're seeing in yellow that you think is wrong, it's because the taxes haven't hit yet. So like all the stuff west of 169, those parcels haven't come online yet, I would think. Those newer industrial buildings, the Curita and stuff.
So, next one. I'm still trying to track why we're having this conversation around the moratorium. So can we get to that conversation? Because I know it's already almost 5:20.
So I guess if staff wouldn't mind, I gave my explanation. I don't know if other councilors kind of want to explain.
Yeah, because for the record, I was against this,
and the rest of us were for it. So if anybody else wants to speak, because I haven't been clear.
For the record, I want to make sure that I was in affirmative with the motion that Christian made. So just to let you know, I supported that as well in my absence. So I think what we're looking at now, me personally, I'm just disappointed that we don't have enough red blocks up there to give us more tax bases around the city. So I mean, we got a lot of yellow, which means we got a lot of resident tax base that's generated in our city as opposed to businesses that's used as a means of future growth and development for our particular city. I think this is ideal for us to know, although had you not explained those things to us, I wouldn't know what any, still don't know what any of those colors are, because we don't know what they are, they're just colors.
Right.
And you know that that's a a Hy-Vee or Target or whatever, we just looking at color. So I think if we had a little bit more clarity on those type of things, I'd get a better understanding of what we're reviewing here, what we're looking at. But in your explanation, there is plenty of yellow there. And just the question, the bigger portions of the yellow, what does that mean?
So, before we go there, I still would like to address what XP Lee said, because if we go down that path, we're going to get stuff mixed.
Yeah.
And we're not going to come out with any of the language you need for a motion. So we can table that. I'd like to finish up with XP asked, just hearing from a few other people, and we can get back to what you talked about, which leads back into finishing the final discussion.
So, I made the motion, so I can explain my reasoning. The council is very new. I mean, you and Boyd are the only incumbents. So there's a question around how does that change the vision of the council. There's a question of, well, not a question, there's a fact that Brooklyn Park has a limited amount of developable land left available to us. And I think we want to maximize on the potential commercial value of that land very strategically to try to relieve some of the tax burden on residents. And that's why I wanted to sort of pause, take a step back, and evaluate kind of how the city approaches the remainder of the developable land we have available to us, so that we don't get too far down the road that we can't come back. And so my idea behind the pause was a visioning period, a brainstorming period, a strategic planning period, and then making sure that Kim and her staff have a clear understanding of where the council is before we start moving down the road with any projects that aren't currently under consideration.
I agree. We don't need to be rushed. And I already registered, so I say my question or anything for after I take the class about the course about land use and regulation. We don't need to be rushed into a decision that we cannot fix.
I understand that. I think my issue is, I think we already knew coming in that we were going to be talking about the development of the Northwest Corner and certain like development strategies. You know, even as new council members, you were given information about that. So why was the development at the Noble Park and Ride stopped last week, and then this moratorium brought up just so that the council could feel like we need more time to process the information, you know? Like that's what my issue is. So it's like, why are we having this conversation now, and why did we stop that development, you know, in the first place? Because I understand you're feeling like, oh, like we need to take more time, we need to make sure the community development, yeah, but we're already gonna have that conversation, and that was already in the plans for this year. So I mean, I understand if council needs a little bit more time to get more up to date, but I don't understand why that decision wasn't taken last week. So
yeah, share my perspective. I think there was a sentiment among the community, me being one of the community members. I was at every one of those 6-10 meetings, as was Councilmember Morrison. What came out was not what the community had asked for. That what was presented to us as a council to vote on upset the community as a whole, and perhaps it was the former council's vision, but it's not what the community had wanted. And we all collectively, I think, took a look at it and said, this is not promoting some of the goals that we're talking about today of better tax base while also addressing some density needs, and it just didn't feel like if we move that forward, then we're really helping this longer conversation. So taking a step back and perhaps having a broader conversation with that community of how can we make sure that what was expected and requested is a little more apparent in the proposal.
So then can we take this lens of land values, of community development? I mean, was that a part of the processing, you know, like time that the committee took to get to those two finalists and then brought before the, you know, the council.
Yeah, I would answer to say that the former council, previous council, did not ask to use tax value as a consideration with development of EDA on sites, but I'm hearing something different from the new council, that you want tax value to be part of the goal of the EDA's development. So that would be a shift.
So I think what I'm going to speak, I've been waiting. So I'll say this. I think that was part of what Nicole said was a big part of it in terms of, you know, we're moving in a different direction. And that parking ride is an important site in terms of where we're moving. And just because it was in action doesn't mean that we necessarily pull back. We may, after some of this process, say, hey, that parking ride, we'll go back to MVP and say, MVP, maybe you increase the density here, maybe you increase that. You know, it's unfortunately, it's not a perfect process nor a perfect world, but I think that tax piece was not taken into play. And then I think the density piece, because the reality is we're at 87,000. We may decide in the course of this process that we want to get closer to 100,000 or something like that. We may see that that's necessary. And if you hit that number, other things open up for the city. We don't necessarily know, but we inherited some issues. And those issues have to finally be addressed. When we talk about that 2 to 4 billion, everything that we put in place now either brings us closer to that 2 to 4 billion or it takes us away from that 2 to 4 billion. There's not really much that's neutral. And to my mind, with the remaining lane that we have, if we continue at a certain trajectory, I guess this is what I would say. If we continue at this trajectory, I don't know if there's anybody in this room that can guarantee we hit 2 to 3 billion. And additional commercial value. I don't know if we do that. We can't point to a parcel and say, this is what we expect. Say again?
I don't think we will.
Yeah, I don't know. If we continue with this trajectory, I don't know that we will. I believe we have the ability to, but I think we have to sit down and begin to plan that out, because that's a big part of the issue in the next point. So for me, it's getting ahead of that, and this is a part of that discussion. And that did affect the areas that we were looking at. Even the Brooklyn Park and Regent site, well, if this is going to address density or if this is going to address, you know, values, how does that play into this plan? The other thing is that as we, you know, it became a little bit of an emergency, because we need to have something when residents come and say, I don't necessarily like this, we have to have something much sooner than later that says, well, this is why we're moving in this particular direction, and this is why other people in your area will support it or won't support it, right? Or this is why we're going to make that decision as a council. Maybe it's popular, maybe it's not popular, but we have to hit these specific goals, because worst case scenario is 15, 20 years from now, we're talking about eminent domain, because we've made some decisions that we just can't undo, and I don't want to put us in that situation. The remaining land that we have, and I think other councils, I can't speak for other councilors, but I think from what I was hearing, they don't necessarily want to go down that road either. So I know, Boyd, you wanted to speak, and I know there was a question on the table for a staff. And I did want to kind of make sure that we head in that direction of clearing up or clarifying a motion.
Well, I just want to add and piggyback on the code, too. The conversation that we had in those meetings is not the result of what was presented before us. And so if those two different things are different and different from what the conversation was about, then we're not listening to what the residents was asking. So whether or not, I don't see that there is a problem in us pausing to take a closer look at what's going on, because we've actually shown the residents that we are listening to what they're saying, and what they said, we're now bringing it to light to do something about it. So that's what we were elected to do, to serve and represent the residents. We weren't here to rush anything. I'm with the understanding that we are a new council in 2 months. And so I don't believe that you need to be rushed, or you need to be, and I don't need to be rushed either, whether or not I was here last year or not. I think that we made a decision to do what we decided to do. And I think we should adhere to that decision to ensure that we're making the right choices and right decisions for the residents in our community who have lifted up their voices to city council and share their perspectives about what it is that's going on in this community. So those residents that elected us to do that, we're doing that right now. So if we take a pause in doing this according to the motion, I think we're doing what we're elected to do. And we have a due diligence to examine what it is that's presented before us to make sure and to ensure that we have the voice and pulse of the community that's being represented when we make those decisions. And again, there's no need to rush. It's been undeveloped for how long? So there's no need for us to rush on it. No need for us to rush on anything. If we need to take time to review something, revisit something, then we need to review and revisit so we all are more informed to help us make a better and more informed decision. So I'm in support of that perspective throughout, because you are new. And there's a plethora of information that comes before us, some that you may not know about, and you have the right to know before you make your vote, and I'm in support of that. So what the residents say, I'm in support of that as well. I'm still in support of standing that we do what we, according to the motion that's made, I'm in support of the motion.
It upset me a lot when I read the complaint from a resident, and one of the complaints from a resident, she lived here like more than 25 years. She were, you know, she said that this neighborhood were peaceful, were perfect until the development come and start the work, and then break in, grind, da da da. And so she reached up, and then the driver, the truck driver speeding in the area, a lot of children. And she reached out to the city, and somebody in the city, I need an investigation to know who answered to her, this president, that can you put down the slow speeding here for safety neighborhood? She said, city cannot do that. Is that true that the city needs, desperately need money, such that they even ignore the public life risk concern? I doubt it. And so we need an investigation to see why somebody tell the resident like that. It make a very negative, you know, about look about us at the city. City is there for the cities. They are there to protect people, taxpayers. But now they desperately need money so that they ignore their public concern.
Can I just ask something?
Close the loop on this particular portion so we can get closer to what, because we won't finish it if we continue with this. So
I just wanted to say that by this being a new council, whatever direction this new council establishes, the direction that we move, regardless of what yesterday was, they could have wanted to do whatever they wanted to do with the last council. This is a brand new council that has fresh and new ideas,
yeah.
And your ideas that's fresh and new need to be heard, and collectively we need to establish a direction of how this council want to proceed. So I just want to just share that and say that as well.
And the way the public, the resident complain is look like they are left out from the city or EDA decision, whatever, and they feel unfair, they feel abused. So we have to listen to them, we cannot ignore them.
So I think one of the things as a council we're going to have to do, because we have an incredible amount of work to get through, is, you know, the task at hand today is to narrow down, to kind of come up with the understanding of how we're going to approach it, and then to narrow down what that motion is going to look like. It's fairly straightforward. I do think there are issues with process that can be addressed as we go through this process. But if we bring them all up now, we're not going to get to the beginning work. 2 months later, we're going to still be talking about what this motion looks like. So let's focus on getting through this. I know that you had a question on the table. To Kim, you recall what the question was about the map?
Well, I think you're asking the large parcels. Most of those are vacant. That's why you're seeing the the bright yellow big parcels. They're either vacant or they haven't come online yet. So, like, all of that is Target's holding. Besides this is Target's existing buildings, which is relatively low. You might think that because they have a lot of land, that's part of that parcel. Like, if you just drew a box around their office buildings, they'd be higher, but because the box is bigger, mm-hmm. then that's why it's not as high as you might expect it to be. Plus, Target has been contesting their tax value, and they're mostly not occupied. The other ones that are big, like this is vacant, so that's why you're seeing the big. And then to the west there, if you just shift it over, most of that, some of that stuff has been developed, but I don't think these parcels have come on yet, the new values, because it's a new, like where Curita is, that's probably not actually their current, what they're going to end up paying. I would expect it to look more like what Star Exhibits is or something. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does, because when you said the yellow was what it was.
Low value, yeah.
I just was wondering why the big yellow was what it is. We don't know what that is. I mean, it's.
Do you want to go up to the North Park, too? If you think about North Park, the only ones that have probably come on are probably these dark ones. Right. Even though a few more buildings have been built, they're not showing up. So you can go expect that when all of these come on, they're going to be in the orange range.
Were you able to pull this up with commercial values yet? Or?
With the
Walmart, the land values?
Yeah, so this is the tax. Right?
Right.
Yeah,
I have to do that.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. I have to do that from my desk. It'll break it if I do it here. That's okay.
We can't do it right now, but we can.
But I'm absolutely able to provide that. Yeah, we'll put that together. Yeah.
I just offer one thing. I think that's one of the things that we're looking for tonight is what information would be helpful to inform this discussion, because this is sort of part one. Part two, we'll have this discussion continue at the work session next Monday. And I think for staff's benefit, what information would be helpful to inform the conversation so we can provide that to you between now and next Monday, or as part of any tools that we can share next Monday too. So that's part of what we're hoping to get out.
Both tools
together.
So I see. Together.
So real quick, Paul, can we build like projections off of this data then?
Mm-hmm. I think we could, yeah. And we can also, looking at what's left to develop, apply some reasonable numbers based on what we've seen in the recent past, and then you can apply some multipliers to that to say, well, if we were able to develop more efficiently, what would that look like?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Versus, if we took, for example, some of the presentations, for the Noble Park and Ride, right, in terms of a 300 unit, building with, no townhome versus 36 townhomes and 100 unit plus some commercial, right? So those types of developments, if we can kind of tweak a formula, that would be super helpful.
So Maria, Jeff,
we can go tour the land together one day.
That's not land.
The yellow pig that you got to see. Okay.
So we'll do it. So I guess, did you have something?
No, I just want to make the point of, if there's information that you all want to help inform the conversation, let us know this evening or next day or two, so we can bring that for next Monday or prior to next Monday.
I have a couple asks for that. If it's possible. And first of all, thank you for doing this. This is incredible. It's very, very helpful. I think perhaps maybe to what the mayor was suggesting is a toggle to be able to see commercial versus residential would be helpful to see taxable and land value.
I don't want to derail the conversation, but I can show, this is commercial.
Okay.
So not commercial excluding industrial.
Okay. Yep. Oh, and you can do residential apartment. That's great.
Right. Yeah. So you can see commercial generally does pretty well, right? And then here's industrial. Sorry, I'm not showing the whole city here.
Okay.
And then apartments. And then residential is going to be like anything that's not an apartment. So, the whole rest of the city.
Gotcha.
Then one resident in the complaint, he said he has that idea. He said, the city have a lot of land on the side. They can do the business, project there. Why it had to be here? A lot of problem, the neighborhood that they left it out, they don't talk with us until the written agreement or come on ground. But we found other complain that they have big land unused.
So my only concern, and then if we want to get back to the goal we were talking about, if you asked, my only concern with that approach is that I do not want us to derail the $2 to $3 billion, and this is just commercial. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about either on high density or residential. I don't want plans to get killed by NIMBY, right? So there's going to always be people that disagree with something, and then nothing will ever get built. Or it'll get built, but it'll get built on the backs of the people who always get stuff built that they don't want. And I don't want to exacerbate their issues either. A lot of that's in my district, so, but it goes beyond my district. So I think part of this is going to be a process, but I think that comes out of what kind of what we're doing now, as well as the process of how do we create a process that helps support us making the right decisions as we put projects in front of the community. So I know the court will have a few more asks in terms of information.
I don't know that it would be for this map, but something that I requested of Ken, I'm sure we'll get at some point, is the breakdown of the different types of unit mixes that we have. Well, we have units of market rate, what they're leasing at, vacancy rates, NOAA, naturally occurring affordable, and then he defined affordable. And it'd be great to see in a map form so we can see if it's all being concentrated in one area, how do we do a better job of spreading things out. I know we probably have some mixed income too. I don't know how you would show that on the map necessarily.
In terms of our apartment stock you're talking about.
Right.
Yep. And then I know one thing we're working on is a better table to communicate the EDA project specifics as well. So we're working on that one too.
And for the record, Mayor, can you say what NIMBY is?
NIMBY?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Not in my backyard. So it should be an outdated term by now, but it isn't. So not in my backyard. Meaning people don't want us to build stuff in their neighborhood. They want to build it in someone else's
other people in their neighborhood.
Right. So
I just want to put a record to let people know what that means if they ask.
As soon as I said, actually, thank you.
If we can get back to that, the moratorium.
We have 15 minutes to answer sort of two questions. One is we need a motion for the EDA, if we're going to do a pause, and then a general one for development, broadly speaking, for the council. So we have two things we need to build out or put some parameters around. And there's legal questions like, when a person brings a development proposal to the city, we have a time limit to respond, right?
Yes.
Of certain kinds.
Yes.
There's certain kinds we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... So there's a lot of complexity here, and a lot of that is legal stuff we have no control over. So...
Well, I think
we want to build the best... We want to build the best pause situation. And that pause situation, we don't want it to say to the broader community that we're closed for business. We don't want to break the law.
I don't think we need a pause.
So those who think we need a pause, who feels we need a pause? Who feels we need a pause? Because I would like to, because at some point, actually, I'd like to just, I think most of the people here feel like we do need a pause. I don't want to continue being coming back to you and saying we feel like we need a pause. So do most people here still feel we need
a pause?
I support a pause. Okay, so we support a pause. So having said that, to your point, Christian, I think it does come down to either one or two motions because we could kind of put them together, but I think it should be EDA versus general. I don't know that we need to necessarily use the word moratorium, but I do think that maybe part of the compromise is, you know, holding off on some of the ones that are currently in development for EDA, because I think there's some. Can you either tell us about those or that are certain that are currently in development in the EDA, and maybe we don't, are they on there? Yeah, there's four of them listed, I think. We don't necessarily have to hold those projects up. But I do think you're still going to have to work through a project because you're gonna get, community just isn't buying into it, and we don't have a defense as to what direction we want to go. So maybe we say, for those that are in process, we're not going to slow them down. We're going to try to come up with a process as quickly as possible to assist with those within the next month or two. And then we do want to put a hold on development other development within the EDA and then other undeveloped parcels throughout, you know, greater Brooklyn Park. That would be my approach for it. But I guess I want to hear what else.
I don't agree because Park and Ride's on there. Some of these aren't as timely. Like the Duffy development one is extremely timely. If we put a pause on that, the financing is going to fall through and we're going to lose a bunch of affordable. But some of these other ones are longer out, like the Devin George's. How close is he really to financing?
Yeah, so the Duffy one, like you said, they want to come forward in March for their final approvals from the EDA. So the George North, he's kind of rethinking his project a little bit and the financing. So I don't know that you would need to put a pause on it. It's kind of in the natural pause right now until he can get his financing. And then the thing to keep in mind with EDA projects is none of the stuff moves forward without EDA action.
Right.
So you already have like a pause in place until you act. In all cases, Duffy's coming forward in March. George North is not going to come forward in the immediate short term. Christina's is, we're hoping she can get her financing to close. But there's going to be some actions needed by the EDA to approve that to happen because there's been a lot of delays. But that's just a small child care. It would be amazing for the community that she's been working on it for a long time. Zane Commons, that one is very early in planning. Nothing's going to happen until the EDA acts. Same with villas. And then the park and ride, you've already paused that. You tabled it. It doesn't come back to you until you ask for it to come back. So it's, in effect, paused. So, and then you've told us now, you don't want us to be bringing forward new development on new EDA sites. So it's paused in my mind until you all have created a clear vision for us so we know what to tell developers.
So to my understanding, I think the mayor was saying not to put it on everything, but if we made the motion as is and took out identified developers already to make sure we don't put a pause on them, I think that would be the ideal motion, that these ones that's moving forward, we don't hinder them, stagnate them, and they're moving forward just by moving them out of this particular motion and specifically naming those particular projects that's we remove it from here, that we don't want to put a pause on their interrupt their moving forward and or their financing or those type of things whatsoever. So if the motion was made excluding these ones that we find, as Kim shared with us, that they're moving forward, and just like you brought up the Duffy project, I've been hearing that ever since I've been here and I haven't seen anything, so this is just, you know, kind of confusing to me, or it's just occupying a lot of unnecessary time.
And regarding the last time the neighbor complained, in the future, any project, any study, you know, need to be publicized on the city website and inform communities and give them time so that everybody can involve, every business can involve. It looked like the recent study wasn't the neighbors, the resident, they wasn't in the hoop, and it kind of like happening to somebody that I want to hear, and I make the report as I want, and you know, some developer, the neighbor even don't have a sense how come to that, so they feel left out. So that's it, untransparency. So in the future, we have to make the everybody, every business, every resident in Brooklyn Park can contribute, can involve, can have a fair share.
So I think we have that piece down. I think for the general development, right, mm-hmm. outside of EDA, we need to move to that piece.
Yeah.
What's in the works that is time sensitive for that?
So there's the one right here that was to be on tonight's agenda but will not be. This is Ryan Development. They've been working for about a year on a proposal for two lead industrial multi-tenant business park buildings there. Also, we have a complete application from Real Estate Equities, a residential, multifamily residential developer, for two
multifamily buildings here. That is also an would be an EDA involved project that is not very far along in that process, right?
Yeah, they've asked, I think you've given them approval to go get, see if they can get tax credits. So it's not on this list because we don't own the site. This is just the stuff that we own, but they've asked the EDA to help with, you know, contribute to that project. So there's a lot of steps left.
So they have submitted their land use applications, which is a parallel process, of course, to their financing process. So that is slated for next week's Planning Commission meeting.
So that brings up another point, though. Right. The EDA owned land, but EDA funded projects is a whole other category which we should be talking about.
Yes, and we can. There's only a couple. There's real estate equities, and then there's. Is that on that slide? Real estate equities.
We did a lot today, can't remember.
There's the site on the APC Towers, or no?
I don't know. Not that.
Oh, sorry. I feel like it was on one of those slides. Go back to. Go back one. The one above. The South Multifamily Housing, second one?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Oh, that's real estate equities. Okay, I'm sorry. There's one other developer that has come in and started talking to us about a housing site, but it's like really early
in
the
process. Oh, yes. Okay, that is on this list. Yeah, that's this one, 5860.
Oh, there it is. Okay, thank you. Expected application. So there's one other site on the South Side of the City that they've come in and started, but we're so early in those conversations with that development group.
Right.
So, okay. Mayor Winston, could we, so for the next meeting, our next meeting next Monday is a work session, yes? And we're committing to flesh this out there. Can the council individually come up with what would help us clarify our thoughts in the next meeting? Send them to Kim and her team.
For regarding the motion that we're going to
for make? Regarding the motion that we need to construct?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're...
We don't have to do it tonight.
No,
but I wanted to get closer to...
Sure, but we did.
We had no structure. No, we did. We actually
did. But we did.
We narrowed it down a little bit. It's baby steps, right? So I think that's a good process. I do think that we at least have something for around the EDA. So I think it's going to be mostly focused on...
General development.
And for me, because I only really got 5 minutes... Just helping me understand the ones that are, because you said them, but if I have them on paper, you can just tell me what's in process and tell
what's
in process, because we may be able to come to that next work meeting and say, okay, this one continues, this one does not continue, and then we're going to put I don't like moratorium either, so if we can come up with some other approach or language or timeline that makes that work so we can get the right signals out there, but I think that's what we should be getting into. In terms of research, and then at the next meeting, nailing that down so that we go into that meeting, we have a good understanding. When we go into the next city council meeting, you know, we have a motion that makes sense. So.
Can I ask the attorney in the room? Is pause going to do it?
Well, the technical term is an interim ordinance that we'd be adopting for the non-EDA owned land. That's the technical term. What staff needs is the scope of that, which is going to apply to, and I think we can give them a good start already, so we'll get more to work.
Yeah, okay.
On the EDA land.
Wait, let Jim finish here.
Yeah. The EDA land, you own it, okay? You don't need to put an interim ordinance in place on your own land, you own it. All you have to do is, if you want to do a motion, you can simply do that, to direct staff to do this, but not do that, okay? Whatever that, which is, there's three sites you want to not pause. So it's just wordsmithing at this stage. It's not an interim one.
And what's the wording you use here?
Interim ordinance.
Yeah. Thank you.
It does have the word moratorium sometimes in the text, but maybe I can take it another one to see.
So, can I just get one, just to make sure I'm understanding it, so we can think about it too between now and then? So, like, this site, for example, is a site that Ryan Development Group is marketing to people, and they're trying to attract a build-for-suit industrial office building. So would it be the intention of this group to say to Ryan and to others, like, in their situation, we want you to pause doing that we're going to take a pause and decide whether or not that's the use we want on that site.
So I would think that next work session we'll decide that. I'm not inclined to do it if they've been working on it for a year, right, and whatever costs go into that for a year. I'm not inclined, but I'm one vote, right? So I think that next work session we have to decide what we want to pause that's in place and what we don't want to pause. But I'm not inclined just because of where they're at in the process. Mm-hmm.
Do we have a time frame on how long that project been in the motion to give us a better understanding of how long they've been at this?
I might have confused the issue. The parcel that they have it before us now is the site to the south here, 93rd Court. I was talking about the other site that they own, like what the direction to them would be on that other site.
I think a good piece of information for next week would be a list of developers / sites where pausing them would be detrimental to the perception of our city as, like, because we don't want to communicate that we're closed for business.
Right.
So from what parcels are they at such a stage where we can walk you through that?
Yeah.
That makes sense. But also what's missing? Like what kind of information do you need to be able to make your motion?
Right. I think we should each send Kim.
Yeah, I thought that's what
we're saying.
Yeah.
That was nice.
One quick thing, if I could. The one thing you have to do to do an interim ordinance, you have to direct staff to study something. In other words, we're doing this, we're putting things on hold and directing staff or a consultant to study this.
Question is, what is the this
that you
want to
have? Thank you,
that helps.
Thanks.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do we need to adjourn this?
Motion to adjourn, and then we're
ready to go. You can't adjourn, you don't have.